Three state lawmakers are competing in the GOP primary in the 6th Congressional District in eastern Wisconsin. One of the legislators, Senator Joe Lipum of Sheboygan, has just released his first television ad that highlights being one of 13 children and includes a brother crediting the senator for being a key author of a voter ID bill that passed.
And don't forget about photo ID and pushing Walker's labor reforms through the Senate.
But courts have halted the photo ID requirement. One of Lipum's congressional opponents, Representative Dewey Strobel of Cedarburg, says the senator helped stop a modified bill this year that would have allowed people with a signed affidavit to cast a provisional ballot.
He was more interested in having his bill, as he felt, ultimately become law. Well, he's not a lawyer, and he seems to think it will be deemed constitutional, but right now we've had a judge that say it isn't constitutional.
But Senator Lipum endorses the bill he authored.
And I believe that our law will be found constitutional when it is removed from a liberal district judge, and I stand behind that proposal. I am not prepared to compromise on that strong photo ID bill.
The third Republican lawmaker in the 6th District primary, Campbellsport Senator Glenn Grothman, is not criticizing the Lipum ad. Grothman's campaign says it expects to be outspent in the congressional race, but promises to be competitive with its ads and direct mail. The GOP primary winner next month will have to defeat Democrat Mark Harris. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.